Next patient is James Whedon. The last name is W-H-I-D like in Delta, D like in Delta, E, and like in November, Whedon. First name, James. Clinical case of an 80-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient comes today with a laboratory workup that was done on February the 14th of 2022. The serum creatinine is 1.5 compared to 1.8 that was last November. The estimated EFR is 43 mLs per minute. And he has a protein creatinine ratio that is 765 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. This patient have some degree of nephrosclerosis. When we had the opportunity to check the blood pressure log, we noticed that in the evening, the systolic blood pressure goes around 100, 120. Period, this patient will be a candidate for the administration of a mineralocorticoid inhibitor. That we are going to consider after the administration of an ARB. The serum potassium is 4.7. Number two, the patient has tendency to develop hyperglycemia. During the last determinations throughout the different visits, the blood sugar has been 130, 125, 137, 129, 129. We are going to check the hemoglobin A1C to rule out the possibility of diabetes. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin, 20 milligrams on daily basis. We are going to recommend the administration of CoQ10. He has been complaining of cramps at night very sporadically. We will see if the administration of the CoQ10 improved the condition. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPI. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spent 8 minutes looking at the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.